Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big
money at Menards. Hi, I'm Jameson. 6 months ago, I had what most people would consider a good life. Stable job as an IT specialist, a modest but comfortable two-bedroom apartment, and a marriage of 5 years to Claire. We weren't rich, but we'd been diligently saving for a down payment on our first house. 3 years of careful budgeting had gotten us to $42,000. Not enough for our dream home, but a solid start. "Morning, sunshine," I said, placing a cup of coffee on the nightstand beside Claire, who was scrolling through her phone. "Big day at the office. Mr. Patel's launching the new project."
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Claire barely looked up. Sounds important. It is. This client could mean a promotion. I adjusted my tie in the mirror. "Everything okay? You seem distracted lately." "Just tired," she said, finally meeting my eyes. "Marcus called last night while you were asleep." I tried not to sigh. Claire's brother Marcus had a talent for creating chaos. "What's he need this time?" "Nothing," Claire said quickly. "Just checking in." I nodded, though something in her tone felt off. "Don't forget, we have that meeting with the realtor on Thursday." "About that," Claire twisted her wedding ring. "Can we maybe postpone? I'm not feeling great about the market right now." "Sure, I guess. We've waited this long, right?" I kissed her goodbye, chalking up her behavior to normal pre-home buying jitters. 3 days later, I was going over some routine paperwork when my phone buzzed with a bank notification. "Unusual activity alert." I called immediately. "This is Jameson Richards regarding an alert I just received." "Yes, Mr. Richards," the bank representative said. "I'm showing a withdrawal of $41,500 from your savings account yesterday. This triggered our unusual activity protocol." My stomach dropped. "That's impossible. I didn't make that withdrawal." "It was made in person, sir, by Claire Richards. She's an authorized user on the account." "There has to be a mistake," I insisted, though a sickening realization was dawning. "Could you tell me the time of the withdrawal?" 2:15 p.m. yesterday."
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. When Claire was supposedly at her dental appointment, I called Elena from work. We'd started at the company together years ago, and she'd become a trusted friend. "Jameson, what's wrong? You sound terrible," Elena said. "Claire emptied our savings yesterday. Over $40,000 gone." "What? Are you serious?" Elena's voice rose. "Did you talk to her?" "She's not answering her phone." I struggled to keep my voice steady. "I think it's about Marcus. He called the other night and she's been acting strange ever since." "Marcus is in trouble again?" Elena asked. She'd heard plenty about my brother-in-law's escapades. "I don't know details yet, but..." My phone beeped with another call. "It's Claire. I need to take this." "Call me back," Elena said urgently. I switched calls. "Claire, where are you? What's going on with our savings?" "Jameson, I can explain." Her voice was shaky. "Marcus got arrested. The bail was set at $40,000. He would have lost his job, his apartment. So you took our house money without even talking to me?" My voice echoed in the office stairwell where I'd retreated for privacy. "He's my brother. I couldn't let him sit in jail. That money was our future, Claire." "I know, but Marcus promised he'll pay it back as soon as his case is resolved." I laughed bitterly. "And you believed him after everything?" "He means it this time, I swear. Please come home so we can talk about this." "I'll be home in an hour." I hung up, already knowing that Marcus's promises were worth less than nothing. I arrived home to find Claire pacing our living room, eyes red from crying. "Where's Marcus now?" I asked, remaining standing while she sat on the couch. "Staying at a friend's place until his hearing," Claire said, wringing her hands. "Jameson, I'm sorry I didn't talk to you first, but it was an emergency." "What was he arrested for?" I asked flatly. Claire hesitated. "Fraud. But he swears he was set up by his business partner." "Of course he does," I sat down heavily. "Claire, that was our house money. 3 years of saving. How could you make this decision without me?" "He's family. What was I supposed to do?" "You were supposed to talk to me." I stood up again, unable to stay still. "We're supposed to be partners. Instead, you went behind my back and destroyed our future for someone who's burned us before." "That's not fair," Claire's voice hardened. "Marcus has problems, but he's trying, and he promised." "His promises mean nothing," I interrupted. "Call him right now. I want to hear from him directly." Claire reluctantly dialed Marcus on speaker. "Hey, sis," Marcus answered cheerfully. "How's the brother-in-law taking the news?" "I'm right here, Marcus," I said coldly. "And I want to know your plan for paying back our money." "Jameson, my man." Marcus's tone shifted to what I called his sales voice. "Look, I appreciate what you guys did, truly. Once this misunderstanding with the courts is cleared up, I've got a business opportunity that's going to set us all up. I'm talking 6 figures minimum." "Cut the pitch," I said. "When and how are you paying us back? Exact amounts and dates." "Well, that depends on how quickly the case resolves, but so you have no plan." "That's not what I said," Marcus sounded defensive now. "I've got assets tied up that'll free up soon. Claire understands this is temporary." "Our landlord won't find temporary very convincing when we can't make rent next month," I replied. The next day, I met with Elena for lunch. "Have you talked to a lawyer?" she asked after I explained the situation. "Not yet. I'm still processing that my wife gave away our savings without even a text message to me." Elena shook her head. "I never trusted that brother of hers. Remember when he borrowed your car and returned it with a dented fender? And somehow that was the parking garage's fault," I nodded. "I need to figure out our next steps. The rent's due in 2 weeks, and our account is nearly empty." "Talk to Mr. Patel," Elena suggested. "He might be able to give you an advance." "I couldn't." "Jameson, listen to me," Elena leaned forward. "This isn't your fault. Claire betrayed your trust in a massive way. You need to protect yourself now." Later, I met with Mr. Patel in his office. "Family problems can be complicated," he said after I explained the situation, careful to keep my tone professional despite my inner turmoil. "How can I help?" "I hate to ask, but is there any possibility of an advance on my salary? Just to cover rent until I figure things out." Mr. Patel nodded thoughtfully. "I can arrange that. But Jameson, have you considered legal protection? I have a friend who specializes in family law." "I'm not sure I'm ready for that step," I admitted. "At least have a consultation," he suggested, writing down a name and number. "Knowledge is power in these situations." That evening, I received a text from an unknown number. "Hey, it's Marcus. Thanks again for helping me out. Once this blows over, I'll make it right." I didn't respond. Instead, I called the lawyer Mr. Patel recommended and scheduled a consultation for the following day. 3 days later, I had consulted with a lawyer, frozen our remaining joint accounts, and was staying temporarily at Elena's spare room while sorting out next steps. When Claire called asking to meet, I suggested a coffee shop downtown. "You've barely spoken to me in days," Claire said when we sat down, "and now I can't access our accounts." "That's rich, considering you emptied them without telling me," I replied, keeping my voice low despite my anger. "I made a mistake, okay? But he's my brother, Jameson. What was I supposed to do?" "You were supposed to talk to me," I said for what felt like the 100th time. "We could have discussed options, maybe helped with a portion of the bail, or found another solution." "There wasn't time," Claire insisted. "The court was closing, and he was terrified." "So terrified that he's avoiding my calls now? Has he even applied for jobs to start paying us back?" Claire fidgeted with her coffee cup. "He's focused on his legal defense right now." "Of course he is," I said bitterly. "Claire, do you understand what you've done? We can't make rent next month. Our landlord already sent a warning when I had to pay late this month with my advance." "We'll figure it out." Claire reached for my hand, but I pulled away. "Maybe we can stay with my parents until—" "I'm not staying with your parents," I interrupted. "I've been looking at cheaper apartments, but we'll lose our security deposit if we break the lease. This isn't permanent, Jameson. Marcus will make this right. I looked at her incredulously. You still believe that? After everything? This isn't his first temporary crisis that's cost us. People make mistakes, Claire's voice rose slightly. You're acting like he's some criminal mastermind. He's just struggling. And now we're struggling because of him. I finally lost my composure. 3 years of savings gone in an instant without even a conversation. An older woman at the next table glanced over, and I lowered my voice again. I talked to a lawyer, I said flatly. Claire's eyes widened. A lawyer? Why would you? Because I need to protect myself. What you did wasn't just a betrayal of trust, it was financial infidelity. Financial what? You're making it sound like I cheated on you. In a way you did, I replied. You chose Marcus over our marriage and our future. That's not fair. Claire's eyes filled with tears. I love you. I made a mistake trying to help my family. I'm your family too, Claire. Or at least I thought I was. The conversation continued in circles until Claire finally asked, So what happens now? I don't know, I admitted. But I do know I can't just pretend this didn't happen. The lawyer suggested I file a police report for unauthorized use of funds. You would call the police on me? Claire's voice was incredulous. I don't want to, but I need you to understand the severity of what you've done. Marcus will pay it back, Claire insisted. Just give him time. Time won't pay our rent, I stood up. I have to get back to work. Think about what I've said. As I turned to leave, Claire grabbed my arm. You can't just walk away from our marriage over money. This isn't about money, I said quietly, gently removing her hand. It's about trust. And right now, I don't trust you at all. A month later, we were evicted from our apartment when we couldn't make rent. Claire moved in with her parents while I continued staying at Elena's while looking for a more permanent solution. Marcus, as I predicted, hadn't repaid a cent and now wasn't even returning Claire's calls. His court date had been postponed and there was talk of additional charges being added. Officer Rodriguez sat across from me at the police station reviewing my statement. Just to be clear, Mr. Richards, your wife had legal access to this account? Yes, I confirmed. But we had a verbal agreement that those funds were for our house down payment. Unfortunately, that complicates things from a criminal perspective, she explained. Since she was an authorized user, this becomes more of a civil matter than criminal. So there's nothing that can be done? I asked, frustrated. I didn't say that, Officer Rodriguez replied. We can document this as part of a potential fraud case, especially if you pursue civil action. And if her brother was involved in defrauding you both, that's another angle. I nodded, understanding the limitations. I appreciate your help. Later that week, I met with Mr. Patel again, who had surprising news. The company is opening a branch in Raleigh, he said. We need someone to help set up the IT infrastructure. It would mean a promotion and relocation package. I don't know what to say, I was genuinely surprised. With everything going on, sometimes a fresh start is exactly what's needed, Mr. Patel said kindly. Think about it. The position is yours if you want it. That evening, Claire called, asking to meet again. We sat at a park bench near Elena's apartment. I've been served with divorce papers, she said, her voice small. Is this really what you want? I didn't want any of this, Claire, I replied honestly. But I can't go back to how things were. Marcus was arrested again, she admitted after a moment of silence. The bail money is gone. He violated the terms of his release. I didn't feel any satisfaction at being right. I'm sorry to hear that. I made a terrible mistake, Claire's voice cracked. I was trying to help him, but I hurt us instead. Can we try to work through this? Some broken things can't be fixed, I said gently. I've been offered a position in Raleigh. I'm going to take it. You're moving? Claire looked shocked. Just like that? I need a fresh start. The divorce settlement outlines repayment of the savings over time. So that's it? 5 years of marriage ended because of one mistake? It wasn't just one mistake, Claire. It was a fundamental breach of trust. And your continuing defense of it shows we see things very differently. Claire wiped away tears. I still love you, Jameson. I loved you too, I said quietly. But love isn't enough without trust. 2 months later, I was settling into my new apartment in Raleigh. Elena had helped me pack up the few belongings I'd kept after the eviction. How does it feel? She asked over video chat as I showed her around the small but clean one bedroom. Strange, I admitted, but good. The promotion came with a decent raise. I should be able to start saving again soon. Have you heard from Claire? Her lawyer contacted mine. She's agreed to the payment schedule, though I'm not holding my breath. And Marcus? Pleaded guilty to reduced charges. He'll be doing some time. I shook my head. What a mess. You didn't create it, Elena reminded me. You just had the strength to walk away. I sometimes wonder if I should have tried harder to make it work. After what she did, Jameson, you deserved better. You still do. As we talked, an email notification appeared on my phone, from Claire. I opened it after the call ended. Jameson, I know you probably won't respond, but I wanted you to know I'm sorry. Really sorry. I've started a second job to make the payments I owe you. It won't fix what happened, but I hope someday you can forgive me. Take care in your new city. I didn't respond immediately. Perhaps someday I would, when the hurt wasn't so fresh. For now, I was focused on rebuilding, not just my savings, but my life. One conversation, one decision, one day at a time. Have you ever had to walk away from someone you love because they betrayed your trust? It's never easy, but sometimes it's the only way forward.